Passage 2. In this section, you will hear a talk given by Dr. Oded Shenkar, international business and management expert and author of the new book, The Chinese Century. Then you are required to complete the outline of the talk given below. You'll hear the talk 3 times.
Within 20 years, China is expected to surpass the United States and become the world's largest economy. China is now the dominant manufacturer and exporter in labor-intensive industries. It's moving quickly to establish dominance in technology-driven industries. It already builds half of the world's microwave ovens, 1/3 of its television sets and air conditioners, 1/4 of the washers, and 1/5 of the refrigerators. These products are its fastest-growing exports. Reaction to the China challenge has been mixed so far. Many industries and firms have been caught unprepared, failing to realize the threat to their current business model or the sudden acceleration of structural shifts. U.S. agriculture is better positioned than industries and firms to take advantages of China's rapid economic growth. China's rapid economic growth is leading to a surge in agricultural imports. U.S. farmers have recognized that China is already the 4th largest market for their agricultural exports, following only after Canada, Mexico, and Japan. China's demand for raw materials is also causing commodity prices to rise. U.S. farmers took advantage of this over the past 2 years as agricultural exports to China doubled in value. Soybeans accounted for a big share of the increase, and so did cotton for use in China's manufacturing sector. China is becoming the factory to the world, but don't expect it to become the food producer to the world, even if it tried. China's economy grew 9.5% in 2004, but much of this growth was in manufacturing and construction. China's agricultural output grew in value by only 6.3%. China is more likely to be the world's largest food shopper, and that's good news for American agriculture.
Questions. 1. Which of the following about China's economic growth is true according to the talk? 2. Which of the following is true? 3. Which country is the largest market for American agricultural exports? 4. What is the result of China's increasing demand for raw materials? 5. What is good news for American agriculture?